A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Kuf Yud, Zvachim 110a, pagination is 219. We'll start on the last of the small lines, Masnisin, at the Mishnah. On the previous page, we encountered the Machlokes of the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, in that if something is supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, and a person took some of it and was makriv it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, if it was a portion, a kezayis, the Chachamim say chayiv. That is a violation of bringing it up outside the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Eliezer says it's poter ad sheyakriv es kulon, until you bring the entire matir, that whatever was supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, Pesach lo hevio, he didn't bring it over there, and he brought it somewhere else, but it has to be the same that would have been brought on the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah over there, Kuftesam at Beis, Vekulan, these cases, Sheikrev Bifnim, Vishayer Mehen Kezayis, if it was brought mostly on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, and then whatever remained, a kezayis, but that would have clinched the deal. That would have been the remaining that was supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, the Ekriva Bachutz, and that was brought outside, chayiv. Even Rabbi Eliezer would say chayiv, because that's all that's left to be brought, and that's what's going to complete the Karban. So if that's brought outside, that's indeed El Pesach o El Moed Lo Hevio. Our Mishnah continues. Over here, we're focused on mincha-type karbanos, where there's a kometz and a lavona. There are two portions that are supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach. And we're going to have a similar machlokes. Ha-kometz va-lavona she-hikri v'sechad mehem bachutz chayiv. If you have kometz and lavona that are both supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, and one of them was brought outside the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbeach, the first opinion is Chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer Poter, and once again, Rabbi Eliezer argues, Acheyakrev es Hasheni, until you bring the second one, because you have two things supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, you only brought one of them in violation, you have to bring everything that was meant for the Mizbeach on a different Mizbeach to be in violation, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Echad bifnim, but first you brought one of them inside on the Beis HaMikdash Mizbeach. Ve'echad bachutz, and then the remaining one, which will clinch the deal, complete the avoda, you brought that outside, chayiv. Even Rabbi Eliezer says you're in violation because that's the completion. The Mishnah continues, Shnei Bezichei Levona, the two portions of Levona that are associated with the Lechem Hapanim, the showbreads distributed on Shabbos, that were on the Shulchan during the week, Shehikrev Esechad Mehem Bachutz, one of them is being brought outside, Chayiv. The Tanakama, the Chachamim, hold, that's a violation. Rabbi Eliezer, Poter, once again, Rabbi Eliezer says, you Poter, because there are two that have to be brought, that's Sheyakriv Esasheni, until you bring the second one as well, outside the Beis HaMikdash Mizbeach, otherwise it's not the violation. Echad Bifnim Ve'echad Bachutz, if first you did one on the inside, and then the remaining one, which is all that's left, is what you're going to do outside, Chayiv, that would, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, be Chayiv. The Gemara introduces a question that I believe is quite classic in its nature. Boi Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha asks as follows. Kometz, when you have kometz and lavona, which are both going to work in tandem to be matir the rest of the mincha for eating, and he only brought the kometz right now, kometz mau sheyater kenegdo b'shirayim, can the kometz allow a portion of the korban to be eaten? And then when you bring the Lavona, the rest of it will be permitted. Mishra Shari is the function when you have this partnership of Kometz and Lavona being Matir the Mincha. Is the Kometz being Matir some of it, and then the Lavona is being Matir the rest of it? And therefore, once the Kometz is brought, some of it is Mutter. O Kilusha Miklish, or the way these two things work in partnership, in tandem, together, is that each one weakens the whole in its prohibition, and when both of them are done, it becomes permitted, but there's nothing that becomes permitted if only one of them is done. And that's the question of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. How do Kometz and Lavona operate in allowing the remainder of the mincha to be eaten? And I believe that this question is similar to the question of partnership that we ask in many applications. Are the two working together, or each one is working on his own and makes a certain impact? In partnerships, two people own a piece of land. Do they each own the entire thing together, or does one of them really own half of it and the other really owns half of it? They're just kind of working together and allowing each to use the other one's property. We have this question in the beginning of Baba Basra regarding a soda sheyesh bo chaluka or she'ein bo din chaluka. If there's a piece of land that's so small that it can't be divided, it's not meant to be divided, or a piece of land that's very well meant to be divided. What is the type of partnership between the two people? Likewise, you have it in relationships. Are we both partners in everything? Or the way our partnership operates is that you're better in certain things and I'm better in certain things, and each of us is supposed to be responsible for our section of the partnership. The concept of Ezer Kenegdo, a helpmate that's different. So it's not that we're moving furniture and each of us very fairly take a side of the table and move the table together. Life's more sophisticated than that sometimes. One person might take a table, one person might take a chair, one person moves the vase. It's different things happening. So again, going back to the question, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha wants to know if Kometz and Lavona are each able to impact a portion, and you could separate half the carbon is allowed to be eaten now because one of them was brought, and then the other one will become mutter once the other one is brought, or they each work together, literally, on every single part of the carbon, and the first one weakens it, brings it to 50% permitted, and then the second one makes it 100% permitted, and the Gemara, you could see it on the last line of the page, Teiku says, let this question of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha stand. It's a good question, and as far as the Gemara goes, it is unresolved. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.